Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Nandor Forgash, parishioner at St. Benedict's, been outspoken with us throughout this entire process of both churches closing and now the abuse case settlement. Tomorrow is the deadline for parishes to contribute what the diocese says is their share in the $150 million settlement to settle many abuse cases. Nandor, thanks so much for joining us this morning. With this deadline looming, I have to ask, what was it like this weekend in the pews?
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for having me on. It's kind of the status quo for now. We're all sort of waiting and wondering. I think the one new, curveball that came was the New York courts ruling in favor of the churches that were suing to postpone the payment until August 6th. So I think that kind of gave a lot of people a little bit of hope that there might be an opportunity to have a civil case step in and protect some of the churches in this process.
Well, Nandor, this is really the eve of the deadline for payments. What do you think is going to happen tomorrow? Do you think that most parishes, if not all, will pay the amount that has been suggested to them or not?
I think some will. I think some are, some feel that let's just pay, let's get this over with. They feel that it's an equitable ask for them. I don't think there's a lot of other parishes, I would say many, that have been asked to give great amounts, such as St. Benedict's or St. Timothy's, that I think are still fighting this and talking this through because, again, the asks are so much that at the end of the day, a lot of these churches don't know how they will survive after that fact.
You know, it seemed to some people from the outside that a lot of these parishes fighting against these payments are almost trying to have their cake and eat it too, in a sense that you want to keep your identity as a parish, keep being involved in the Catholic Diocese of Buffalo, but still want to be separate from the Diocese of Buffalo. How exactly would that work? I mean, all these parishes are a member of the diocese. They're part of the Diocese of Buffalo, which has to pay out the settlement. Where else would the money come from?
Brian, that's a great question. And honestly, it's, I know in a lot of the interviews that have happened over time, a lot of people are saying, oh, why don't you want to pay the victims? And in no way are any of the parishioners not wanting to pay the victims. We understand that the victim deserves everything that they have received. They should receive more based on what had happened to them. Where our anger and upset feelings come from is the fact of how our diocese is ruling this. And Unfortunately, there's no way for us to keep our Catholic identity and break away from the diocese just because of the way the Roman Catholic Church is. If we did, we'd have to go set up our own church and leave our school and church that we know behind, because that is part of the diocese. However, everyone that's in the parish or in the parishes in the diocese now that's not affiliated with or is just upset with how the diocese has gone about handling this, in the sense that much of the issues that we are in is because of poor diocesan leadership that covered this up for years. And now we're being asked to pay out funds that in some instances are not equitable across the board. I mean, these aren't equitable asks from each church, and some of these churches can't afford it, and they're just going to drive them into the ground. And that's what we're seeing here is they threw out this plan for Road to Renewal. It should be called Road to Rubble, because at this rate, there's going to be nothing left of the Catholic faith in Western New York with how they are handling this, what they are doing, and the ask that they're placing on parishioners. I mean, this weekend, they had the gall to use the parable of the Good Samaritan to say that we as parishioners have to be that person that helps out the victims that we see on the road, which is great. But also in that parable, you know, the priest was the one that walked right past them, and that's what it feels like. The diocesan leadership, the clergy, are just walking past it and saying, well, we're all in this together, but it's on you guys, the parishioners, to pay this out. And that's not fair. That is not fair. We, the parishioners, are the ones that built up this faith community. It's people's time and money that went into it, to creating these faith communities that created this diocese for these people, these men of God, to lead. And in our biggest time of need, they basically try to put it on us that we have to pay in. And we don't see anything coming from them. There's no, you know, people are asking, why aren't they putting in from their pension fund? What's coming from the priests? What's coming from the diocese? There's some coming from there, but the big ask is on the parishes themselves. And the way that it's been formulated, it is not an equitable share. And that's what we're upset about.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Nandor, you, and we should point out, too, that St. Benedict's is being asked to contribute $1.98 million by tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
You did a survey recently on church leadership and the settlement. What was the bottom line from this survey of 400 people from different parishes?
Yeah, we did a survey of 400 people, and it basically came back, as you would suspect. I mean, 86.4% of the respondents have a poor opinion of the Diocese of Buffalo's leadership. Again, to touch on the pension piece, 67.7% of the respondents are wondering why aren't the clergies paying into it. And then one of the other ones that jumps out to us is 89.4% of the people believe that anyone that knew about the scandals or had any play had anything to do with the scandals prior to all of this coming down should not be in any sort of leadership position that's determining what parishes should be required to contribute or what the future of our diocese looks like.
Is that ever possible to happen? You know, this idea that people who had nothing to do with the scandal would be in a leadership position in the Diocese of Buffalo. Is that something that's possible in your mind, given how many people likely were to have known?
It's, you know, that's a great question as well. It's probably a tough ask, and it's probably not possible. However, none of us have faith in the way that the leadership is handling the situation now, and the way that they're handling it, it's very evident that they haven't learned anything from the past. They're still continuing to go about business as usual. They think that if they just tell us what to do and how to do it, that we're just going to sit down and say, okay, you guys are the priests, we trust in you, like our parents did and our grandparents did, because that's how they looked upon the Catholic Church. But that's not the case anymore. And I think it's time for fresh new faces in the Diocese of Buffalo lead. I think there's too much politics and backdoor dealings and possibly even corruption that's going on downtown. That's just not good leadership to lead us into the future.
You know, I've got one more question.
And that's not just me. That's, if you take a look at our survey too, out of the 400 people, I would say close to, you know, over 90% of the people feel the same way.
You know, Nender, there are pretty big legal fees associated with this settlement. In fact, it's not $150 million anymore. At last report, it was up to $167 million. Where is that increase going to come from? Do you think the diocese may come back to parishes looking for more?
Susan, that's another great question. I don't know. I mean, from my understanding is the diocese is paying that off as they go. we saw that article on all the funds that have been being paid out for legal fees. Between the payments that they've been making to legal fees, to PR groups, to consulting groups to help them through this process, I mean, the amount of money that they spent on this has been extraordinary, and really it hasn't benefited them in one way or another. I mean, the legal fees probably have, but the PR and the consulting has not. This has been a mess from the get-go. So a lot of us are like, look at the money that they're spending on lawyers, on marketing, on PR firms, on consultants, and that money probably could have gone to help pay for the settlement process. I'm under the understanding that the diocese is paying that directly, but I could be wrong.
Somewhat related, but kind of looking forward a little bit, after this is sorted out, Nandor, you know, a lot's been made about the health of the Catholic Church, especially here in Buffalo, over the last decade or so. There was already maybe a decline in people going to church, then this abuse scandal kind of put a stain on the image of the diocese. And, you know, are people going? Closing a lot of churches. Still, you have so many people who I think were very surprised to hear at the amount of money that a lot of parishes had. I mean, anywhere from, you know, several tens of thousands of dollars to $6 million or more that parishes had in this so-called unrestricted cash. Does that in any way speak to, you know, there's a future for the diocese here? If a parish has that much money, especially ones that are closing, have that much money in cash, it would seem to me that there's a lot of people willing to keep a lot of these churches going and going strong in Buffalo.
There are, Brian. And you know, I said in the past, we're starting to, I think one of the few good things that's come out of this entire process over the 2 years is it's really solidified a lot of the Catholic base here. And it's brought a fair number of people back to the faith. And I think outside of Western New York too, you're starting to see numbers of the Catholic faithful start to grow in other dioceses as well. And we're hopeful that, you know, this will bring people back together, and people that are fighting, like Save Our Buffalo Churches, myself with our group at St. Benedict's and others that are starting to speak out, maybe it'll start to inspire people that it's no longer the Catholic Church of our grandparents and parents where we just kind of went along with everything. But it's a different style of thought. It's a different group of people that are, you know, wanting to lead this faith into the future and be welcoming of everyone to come back and join and have a faithful community and really start to rebuild from the ashes of this.
Well, Nandor, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys.
Nandor Forgash, parishioner at St. Benedict's in Eggertsville.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.